XM app. Sirius XM Sports, wherever you are, your team plays here.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk.
Dance around the border like I'm cashless.
Ready or not, here I come. Can't hide.
Ain't nobody.
Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. Can't hide.
Ain't nobody.
Gonna find you and make you want me. Ready or not, here I come.
This van here for the sewer service advertises sewer and drain cleaning electrically, which is a weird way to phrase that you're using electricity to clean drain. But also, what? I mean, I guess you could zap that. You gotta zap that dirt. We're the dirt zappers. We're gonna zap that grease and grime and poop, whatever you got in your sewer. We're gonna zap it. Gonna zap it. Or yeah, maybe they use tools that plug into a wall. Yeah, I don't know. It's like, hey, we got a drill. Like, well, yeah, I would fucking hope so. Come in here with hand tools. I got sewer problems.
Since I was DJ McGree, Parker, and myself on the cookout tour coming to a city near you real soon.
Gargano and Ciampa are the best story because it's reality based. They were friends, one friend turns on the other. There's jealousy. Like, it makes a lot of sense when it comes to AJ and Nakamura. Like, what really, what's the story? Like, what's the story between AJ and Nakamura?
Yeah, all you want to do is see them have a wrestling match. You know, even when you had the greatest wrestlers in the world, listen, we had Ricky Steamboat on yesterday. Flair versus Steamboat, it wasn't about the moves in the match. It was about Flair and Steamboat having a match, right?
Yeah, it was about the title, too.
It was about the championship, the characters fighting, not about spots. You were invested in story and character, not moves. And today, too many wrestlers put emphasis on moves, in which fans have nothing else to respond to but moves, because the characters and the stories are lacking. If you look anywhere in history, when there is a story being told by good characters, that's when wrestling works best.
And you mentioned Star Wars, and you talked about Darth Vader, the ultimate heel, and the cool factor when it comes to whether he was or not. But what Darth Vader was going up against, Mark Hamill, you know, Luke Skywalker, which is, you know, that really ultra baby face, and then you had Han Solo, which was the cool guy. So you had all those elements that made you want to cheer for the good and boo the bad. When it comes to Ciampa and Gargano, that's exactly what's playing here.
Just the name of this dwelling. Rocks.
As being you're Caucasian, correct?
Yes.
You know, a white girl. Okay. I wanted to be politically correct, but listen,
it's
white
okay,
girl.
It's really, it's right. It's shade 45. You're fine.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, you just gotta be. You know, listen. Bill Cosby went to jail. I'm trying to watch out what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Bill Cosby. You know, I'm trying to watch out what I'm saying.
No.
But you all right? So
I don't think he got in trouble for things he said.
Spanish guys.
I have always seen Spanish guys. I don't know. Growing up, my best friends have, I've had a couple of different best friends. They've been like Colombian, Puerto Rican. For some reason, they're all Spanish.
I don't know who this guy thinks he is. Like, nigga, she's from Jersey. She's not from fucking Nebraska.
No, so
there's
like,
Spanish people in Jersey.
I grew up around a lot of Spanish people. And, like,
she went to William Patterson. You know what William Patterson, that's down the street from Dr. Cave's.
Oh, okay.
It's literally right outside
she's
of the
track. Also, she's straight ghetto. Give her an applause. She's straight ghetto, okay?
She's to meet Mill, all that shit.
You gotta frame.
I just want to make sure, because I don't know if you listen, you know.
No, it's cool.
To, you know, Justin Timberlake, NSYNC, you know, all that
the
stuff.
The boy bands, that's like, that's kind of outdated.
You know, people still watch Nickelodeon.
They want to know if you like Kanye.
Do I like Kanye?
How do you look at Kanye?
Yeah, how do you see Kanye now?
That's actually really
after,
lovely.
After this whole thing this week.
I know. I really like, I think his music is really cool. I feel like whatever he's creating is coming from some type of really deep place, but I don't know how to feel about his antics, because I feel like everybody's just trying to do things now where it's like just to get attention. So like, I don't know if he's doing it for that reason or like honestly what he's, like, he's just crazy. He's wilding out.
I agree.
But yeah.
Okay, so you still listen to his music?
I think his music is cool, yeah.
Do you like his
music? But not that hibbity bop.
I don't know the name of that.
Skibbity bop.
Yeah.
I'm
to see if Triple H was going to get his comeuppance. And that's what a true heel does. A true heel makes you want to tune in so that you're going to see him get his ass kicked. And some way and somehow he does it, it doesn't happen. So you tune in the next week or you buy a ticket to the arena to see the match. I mean, that's what a true heel is supposed to do.
Absolutely. You kept going to see Star Wars because you wanted to see Luke Skywalker eventually defeat Darth.
Save the world. always stay wrapped in my TV's pop up in a Maybach being. I shoot till I'm stuck, nigga, you can't see me. My Bentley GT got so great team. I shoot till I'm stuck, my next day blaming. My rims, they gleaming, I'm shining, man. I shoot till I'm stuck, I see you scheming. Nigga, keep on dreaming, I hurt you, man. I shoot till I'm stuck,
you don't have the light. And a throwback jersey with the throwback night. I know you probably think you can't money for back in the days. The only thing changed is the numbers on the ring. I bought me an old school that blew out the frame. The rock, the mic, so I threw off my chain. My three wheel skinny, man, I'm doing my thing. And what in that trouble, now that you in the game. Come on now, we all know gold is getting old. The ice in my teeth keep the crystal cold. But keep on it, homie, acting like y'all don't know. Look, I can't even walk through the mall no more. I just pull up, get out, get all the hoes. They never seen doors set up on a car before. Don't be mad at me, dawg, it's all I know.
Falling out the jail, got my old school pumping that wheel. burner. I share like 20 bottles. Black and white keys, they girls on my piano. Me, Missy, and Timbo, rapping any tempo. Uncle Barry, stand for Goop, the South Temple. One of them, I'm a little B-Night girl, a Benzo. Help, I see a beetle flip out, that's only Ringo. Missy sends a tango as I commence the tango. Genuine riding on a pony, put only in the middle. Check the riddle, got your girl, pants hot a little. Thinking that she's dying with you, only just a nickel. Take a sickle, cause the man, nickel green and ridiculous. From down south and nickel, black house shoes, my can't go to match. Pimp crack game, take all your scratch. Girl off the PC, see me on TV. BB, hook me up with your girl CC. Female with me here, I'm Chip, you there. Let me get one kiss, just don't go tell. You so absurd, I thought you heard. If you don't know, the bird is the word. It's the bird, bird, bird. The bird is the word. The bird, bird, bird. The bird is the word.
Stop pages hot miss when you need a fix. Big girls don't probably take all of it. Doggy style like George in the parliament. Feel me now, see my lovin' got you bed struckin'. Head is stuckin', the pillowcase stuckin'. Shots are still handcuffin'. Just me and you, cause I'ma rock it all night. You can go fast or slow, but I'ma tell you when you get it right.
Look at you, girl, talkin' trash. I'ma come around and swing that ass.
Love to love to love ya, 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 love
that's gonna happen, please check on my IG and get rid of my ex-wife, because she trolls me a lot on my IG, because she does say asshole.
She's a stalker?
Yeah, super stalker. Like, stalker, hilarious stalker. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I put my IG and you see the little, you know, the little emoji like this of her, you know what I'm saying? All that. She's bad. But, hey, good luck to that.
What?
But, no.
Good luck to that. What else is going on?
Well, Kodak Black is in the news.
Isn't he in jail?
Yes. Which is funny. That's why he's in the news. Because while incarcerated, he has changed his legal name.
Free my nigga Kodak, a.k.a. What's his new name?
What's his
name? His new name is Bill K. Capri.
My nigga Bill K. Capri.
Moment of silence to that. Bitch ass name.
But why Bill K?
I don't know. He doesn't say. He said he'll continue to use his stage name, Kodak Black, but legally he's going to go by now Bill K. Capri. I wonder where the Bill
K. It sounds like a pair of shoes.
I got them Bill K's?
I got my Bill K. Capris on.
Oh, that does sound like a shoe.
Right?
Yeah, like, it has a little ring to it. Yeah.
Yo, I got my Versace and my Bill K. Capris. This might sound like shoes and all that stuff. But, oh well. Let me ask y'all a question real quick. So, this Kanye situation with him saying that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that he went overboard with that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when do you know when you go overboard?
Like if I was Kanye, when would I know if I go overboard?
No, like in general, like.
I feel like you know you go overboard when you really are hurting someone, like, because people are out here really hurt by what Kanye said.
Right.
So when you have a swarm amount of people just like, yo, like Kanye, we closing you down, like right. It's a wrap. Because you took it too far. That's when he should really sit back and be
I
like,
think we should go to the phones.
You know what, Hollywood, let me ask, before we go to the phone, when do you think you go overboard on somebody?
When you
tell you that ain't true. When they them kids is listening, gonna grow up and get too old for that shit that made you blow up. Now your soul's looking like they don't show up, which unfortunately means the money slow up. Now you scrambling and hoping to get out again, but you forgot you only caught cause you was riding trends. Now you old news and you going through regrets, cause you never bought that house, but you got a Benz and a bunch of jewels and a bunch of shoes and a bunch of fake friends. I ain't judging you, I'm just telling you what's probably gonna happen when you rapping about the type of shit you rapping about. It's a faster route to the bottom. I wish you good luck. I'm hoping for your sake that you ain't dumb as you look. But if it's really true what people saying and you call yourself playing with my name, then I really know you fuck. Trust, I'll be around forever, cause my skills is tip top. To any amateur niggas that wanna get right, just remember what I told you when your shit flop. In 5 years, you gon' be on Love and Hip Hop, nigga.
I'm cool with the ballpoint keys, finger Cameron. Fuck yo, I'm in that big boy, bitches can't rent this. I floss every day, but I ain't a dentist. Your whole style and approach, I invented. And I ain't taking that back, cause I meant it. Bank teller flirting after checking my account. Pretty ladies like, yeah. Drop a butter on your pussy. Cut a buddies on the low. You ain't gotta tell your friend that I eat it in the morning. Cause she gon' say I know. Can I hit it in the bathroom? Put your hands on the toilet. I put one leg on the tub, girl. This my new dance move. I just don't know what to call it. But bitch, you dancing with the stars. Ain't nothing like your last dude. What's his name? Not important. Became a vacuum. Put it on my dick. Suck the white on white chalk. I'm so heartless, thoughtless, lawless, and flawless, smallest, regardless, largest, and charging, born in New Orleans, get killed, but y'all the skateboard, I'm gnarly, Drake, Tunch, and Barbie, you know.
To our page to follow.
And I walked out like, wow, that was awesome. I was so entertained. I got my money's worth.
Now maybe, you know, having that ticket to see the Cher concert beforehand, if you started listening to some of her music, started reading some reviews about her concert, maybe going to YouTube and seeing some of the snippets from other concerts, you probably would have ruined that experience and may have come out of that concert thinking and feeling a completely different way.
Exactly. You never know. It could have swayed me to like her. It could have swayed me to not like her. No, I just wanted to go on my own emotions. And I'll give you another example. The last Star Wars movie that came out, The Last Jedi,
mm-hmm.
I walked out of that movie and Velvet looked at me and she goes, "What did you think?" And I was like, "I don't think I liked it." She's like, "Really?" You know, and I was like, "Yeah, I don't think I liked it." And for me to feel that way about a Star Wars movie was really, really weird. But that's the emotions that I was feeling. And then I'll even bring them. I was texting along with Zack Ryder and Cody Rhodes because I know they're big Star Wars geeks just like me. And they both said, "You have to go see it again. Once you go see it again, you'll like it." And that's when I told them, "No, I'm not going to go see it again, because I'm not going to talk myself into liking it just because I'm such a big Star Wars fan. The emotion that I felt coming out of the movie, that was real. And that's how you should go about your pro wrestling. Don't read a spoiler. Don't listen to anybody else. Go by how you feel. Buy a ticket. Go to a show. Watch the show on TV, whatever it is, and go by your decisions. If you loved a match, but then you jump on Twitter and everybody said the match sucked, you still love the match because it's how it made you feel.
Yeah, and you're right. That's the basis of pro wrestling, is true feel and emotion. And we can't get away from that. And I understand it's hard to do that with social media and spoilers and everything else.
And tenderly, the kiss my...
Another Breaking Bells.
It's time to break some bells.
Hear the latest from the greatest.
Check this out.
Prime Without Warning featuring...
Ah! Yeah.
Woo!
Everybody get your motherfucking roll on. I don't show you, she doesn't want no slow song. Had a man last year, life goes on. Haven't let the thing loose, girl, it's so long. You've been inside.
First, it'll piss you off.
Hey, bad bitches wanna be my babe. Hey, put me down like the CIA.
Bouncing.
right now.
I get it how I live it. Wait a minute. I live it how I get it. Come to motherfucking digits. I pull it with a lemon.
Wait a minute.
Not cause she ain't living.
Wait.
It's just your ass getting fitted. And this ain't a scrimmage.
Wait a minute.
Motherfucker, we ain't finished.
Wait.
I tell you we won't stop. A nigga by the business.
Wait a minute.
Like yours, but you rent it.
There's a Neo Geo cabinet in the music video for this song.
Tell the paparazzi get the laser.
Wait a minute.
Got the window down, top blown live.
Wait a minute.
Got the hazard on, only doing fire.
Wait a minute.
You could catch me, free, in the new LaFerrari. And the truck behind me got on. Yeah, longer than LeBron. Just waiting for my thumb like the pawns. Woo, this pizza tastes like lunch, but it's running from veneers and it's running from the front. But every day, hey, my lemonade, I was afraid. Was a nigga graduate, would I be okay? So I prayed and I paid. It's Rihanna, nigga, but consolation is space. What voice, please? The spark couldn't chase.
Nigga, bath salt. Why your speakers in the face? Bath salt. Why your speakers in the face?
I think it's got a Metal Slug game running on it, but you only really see it from the side. I'd have to go back, and it's been a long time since I've seen it, so.
Got the hazard on, only doing fire. You could catch me, free.
set you free, but first it'll piss you off.
Hey, bad bitches wanna be my babe. Hey, call me down like the CIA.
Thursday, I'm gonna go record some good stuff today, I think. Feel good about it. I'll see you.